This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
Today we're talking about older mums. Now, whether it's through circumstances or choice, the proportion of women giving birth over the ages of 35 has increased every year from 4.7% in 1980 to 21.5% in 2008. And I have to confess, at 36, I'm one of the people who make up that statistic. Dr. Barry Walters, an obstetrician from Western Australia, says women who put off having children until their late 30s or early 40s are selfish because they'll be leaving their offspring to deal with geriatric parents because there are more and more medical problems emerging in older pregnant mothers. Jacinta Tynan is a news presenter, an author, a columnist, and a mum of two boys who had her first baby at 40. Now, she often writes about motherhood for Sunday Life, and she joins me now for Parenting with Passion. Hi, Jacinta.
Hello, Katrina.
How are the kids today? Everyone's well.
I've got one settled in front of a DVD so I can talk to you, my little guilty pleasure, and I've got the baby hopefully sleeping in the other room, but it's a handful with two, I tell you.
I reckon. Now, what do you think about Dr. Walter's idea that older mums are selfish because their kids will be left with geriatric parents?
Oh, well, let's just deal with the selfish bit first. That was news to me, because when I had my first baby, I gave birth when I just turned 40. Mm-hmm. I would have to say I thought it was a very selfless act, actually, quite the opposite of being selfish, because it, as you know, being a mother requires your absolute attention, and it requires you to really press pause on your career and to give up a lot of other aspects of your life. You can't sleep when you want to sleep any longer, and you can't eat when you want to eat, and life just changes. And it is, for the first time ever, my life became all about somebody else. I deferred to my little baby, and I absolutely love doing that. And that's not selfish. And it was the first time in my life that I would have been able to do that, that I'm not looking over my shoulder, because I got so much out of my system in my 20s and 30s. So what I think is that it's up to every individual woman when the right time for her is to become a mother. And for many of us, that happens to be in our late 30s. Gosh forbid, even in our 40s, the best time for us to become parents. And if that's when I, personally, am the best mum that I was ever going to be, was now. And so it's not selfish at all. It's completely selfless.
I know for me, by the time I had a baby, I was so ready to be a mum and to make those sacrifices, because I had done all the things that I wanted to do. Do you think you would have been such a good mother 10 or 15 years ago?
There's no way. That doctor should see us back then, because it's got nothing to do with it. I just don't think it has got anything to do with your age. It's about personal choice. When I was in my 30s, I was, like so many women, I was travelling, I was trying to get my career sorted out. I wasn't in a great place emotionally. Mm. And that's the thing about me being a mother now, is I sort of touched on it before, but I am in the best place I can be. I now know that I'm where I want to be in my life, so I'm not wondering, oh, what if? And I think if I'd had a baby in my 20s, there's no way I could have done it. If I'd done it in my 30s, I know I would have spent the whole time just with one foot in, one foot out. Mm. Whereas having my two babies now, it's not like we've done everything we want to do in our lives, of course, but I got to a stage where, you know what, I've been opting in for so long, it was time to opt out.
Right.
I know there's no mystery about the career. It's on track. I know where it's going. I've got myself to a place financially that I don't have to worry about that so much with childcare. Oh, let's face it, it's always a stretch, but not such a worry. And the main thing for me, as I mentioned, was that I am in a place emotionally and psychologically where I'm ready to be a mum. I'm really confident with who I am, and I feel like I've got things to pass on to my little ones, and I'm able to give them 100%, and I wouldn't have been able to do that. And I know so many women are in the same position, and look, we know that there are statistically more medical complications with getting pregnant in your late 30s and early 40s, but there are always exceptions, and that's what we have to focus on. They're just a statistic. And also, medical complications is just one part of the factor of being a mother. It's not everything. So if you weigh that up in the context of all of the other benefits of being a mum when you're ready, I think that certainly counts for that. Now, the other thing that's most important to mention is, and we couldn't have this conversation without mentioning it, is that it's not like a lot of women choose to become mothers later in life. Now, it might be that they haven't met the right partner. Let's face it, there's a lot of men that aren't ready to...
Well, that's true, isn't it?
So we're going to try and you've got to try and get that. It's like this unattainable formula for a lot of women. You've got to try and meet that man at the same time as you're ready to have babies and they're ready to have babies, and you can do it all at once. It's kind of, when you put it like that, it's quite amazing any of us ever do get together.
Yeah, it's a bit of a miracle, isn't it?
Exactly. And then there's women who may have the right partner, but for whatever reason have been unable to get pregnant and have struggled with it for years, and maybe have been on IVF cycles and finally do it in their late 30s, early 40s. What, they should be denied that chance because somebody says that they're selfish? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think in the vast majority of cases of people I know becoming a mum later in life, normally it's not an absolute choice. It normally is the result of circumstances, health, you know, issues or infertility or other things that happen in life, you know, a sick parent or something like that that gets put off. But, Jacinta, I wanted to ask you, though, were you worried about some of those health risks when you did fall pregnant at 40, that the things like the miscarriages, the fetal abnormalities, the high blood pressure, did it concern you at the time?
Me personally, no, it did not cross my mind one bit, and I don't know if that was a smart thing or not. Sometimes it's good. Ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I personally have always just had the belief that I would be a mum, and at the right time it would happen. I've never wavered from that. So I didn't get pregnant until I was 39, but I didn't have any doubts it would happen. And so then when I did, I was right in there saying, this is all going to work out and this is fantastic. I wasn't worried at all. Now, I did, because of my age, I was required to have some genetic testing. That's just all par for the course. But aside from that, I wouldn't have known in terms of my bodily function, in terms of my physicality and the baby's physicality. There's no hints whatsoever.
So you had a great pregnancy and everything went well.
You know what? I threw up the most of it, but that's got nothing to do with age. I threw up. I had all-day sickness for about the first 5 months of my first pregnancy, but it's got... and threw up on the news set many times. Well, not on the set, but running off during the sports breaks. But it is that's got nothing to do with age. So, and I did end up having an emergency seizure the first time. Again, nothing to do with age. And the second pregnancy, I gave birth after 6 hours of labour naturally, so with no drugs. It's just an example of how there are exceptions to these statistics that say that women have more complicated pregnancies and labours when they're over a certain age. It certainly wasn't the case for me, and it certainly wasn't the case for a lot of women that I know. Statistics are there for a reason, but there are always exceptions, and so let's go with those.
About a year ago, Jacinta, when your son was 9 months old, you wrote a piece in the Sunday Life about how you're finding motherhood really quite easy. And while many people did agree with you that motherhood is such a great joy, it did cause a bit of a stir at the time. And I'm just wondering how you're finding it now with the two kids.
It's an obvious question, isn't it? Because I had a lot of the women who commented on my story all said, wait till she's got two, then you'll know what's hit you. So when I had the second one, I had that in the back of my mind, of course, and thought, well, look, I'm not stupid. I'm under no illusions. It's always going to be more challenging with two. And I have to say those women were right, but as I said, didn't surprise me. With two babies, as anyone listening would know, any baby, when you've got any more than one child, the problem is your attention is absolutely divided. I do not have one spare second. I'm every day wondering how is this supposed to be done. I can't work out how to breastfeed the baby while the other one's in the bath. If anyone figure that out, let me know. I'm doing this. I'm on maternity
leave. This is ahead of me.
Exactly. You've got it coming. So I'm doing it completely on my own at the moment, and it is just intense. But it doesn't take from what I was saying originally, and that is that we've got to remember to appreciate what we've got. We've got to remember that this is a massive privilege to be a parent. And so we've got to focus on that. And so I'm practicing what I preach, and I'm being tested to the hilt with what I preach. But it's working for me, and that is that when I've got literally one baby throwing up on me and the other one throwing food across the floor, you have a choice in that moment. You can say, this is overwhelming, I can't do this. Or you can stop, which is what I always do, and just stop and just check out. It takes about half a second and go, this is actually beautiful. It really is. This is a moment I can never get back. And when these babies are moving out of home when they're 35, hopefully they'll move out when they're older. When they're moving out of home, when they're 10, it's a moment that we'll wish we'll have back, and I'm sure of that. And I've had these times when I've been struggling with the little one, with the oldest one, Jasper, to put his shoes on, saying I can't get out the door, and I just feel like saying, oh gosh, please put your shoes on. And then you just think, hang on, this is beautiful, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
This is a really special moment. And so it's those moments that I think we need to stop and realise that they're the ones we'll probably want back. So it's just about appreciating it, get it in perspective, and realise that it is an absolutely joyful, privileged experience.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Jacinda. It's lovely to hear about you enjoying motherhood and to hear what you've learnt so far. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Jacinda Tynan. She's a news presenter, an author and columnist, and mum of two. She's currently on maternity leave from Sky News, and you can read her thoughts on motherhood in Sunday Life.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.